scumbag? Yo, it's 40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, I'm your boy K Stucky 76.
And we are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get your scumbag news every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow the 5-star rating. Be sure to catch the Scumbag Lounge or Dollar Radio online on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Harlem Streets Radio TV on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. Follow us at the Scumbag Lounge on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at the Scumbag Lounge at Gmail. I got my people back with me in the house this week. K-Stuck and Scumalina.
Sadness.
Good afternoon, fellas.
Hey, good afternoon.
How we doing?
Doing great. How about y'all?
What up, dude?
I'm good.
Everybody back from the solar eclipse this week?
Oh, shit, man.
I forgot all about that.
God damn.
Actually, yeah.
Man,
so you said something. I don't even remember.
Man, ain't shit happen over here.
You got a little dusk.
It got a little, like it's going to rain. That is.
Yeah.
Ain't did shit.
You see the crescent?
The last crescent one sun? Was better.
The crescent sun?
I ain't see nothing. I ain't look up now. I was at work.
Oh, okay.
You can't see outside.
The last one was better.
I don't come outside for lunch.
Why you say so, Shawnee?
Well, then it happened over here last time, right? We all had the glasses, and it got really dark out. I think the last one was better than this one. I think this one kind of set over Texas this time.
Mm, yeah. Like the middle part of the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just got a little shadow. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Where, I don't even remember the last one.
Nope.
I remember because I actually had the glasses. Me and my kid watched it last time.
When was this?
2017?
Oh, shit.
This was years ago. Yeah.
2017. What was I doing in 2017?
Shit, I don't know, bro.
I think I was throwing FedEx boxes around. I had time.
It can't be that. Well, it couldn't be that long, was it?
Yeah.
Was it?
I was Continental. Not that Continental.
Yeah. Yeah,
I've been
so. How was everybody week, man? You know, besides the solar eclipse and all that, a lot of crazy shit happened during the eclipse, though.
You know, shit. People started beefing. That's about all. Internet went wild.
Yeah, internet went wild.
Animals and internet.
Rappers out here. You know. What happened?
Niggas don't like each other.
Yeah.
City girls went at it. They were arguing on Twitter back and forth. Unfortunately, we hate to see it, but it happened. Oh, long time coming.
What are they beefing about?
I don't think it's like necessarily like it's not a one thing, you know. You know, they just for years you could kind of tell that they were drifting apart as a duo. The last couple projects they put out, you could tell the effort really wasn't being put into it. Obviously, we know Carisha has been running around with the diddler, you know, past couple years doing her thing. She had her podcast stuff going and. Yeah, she's running around with diddler, so that kept her busy. Meanwhile, JT was trying to get her a little solo project. It wasn't together like how they were all before. So they was fussing back and forth online for everybody to see.
Yeah, they continue to make music though after that. Mm. Well, not after the fussing,
after
but
what?
After, you know, I mean, guess what? They had the song with Usher came out a little while ago.
Mm.
I mean, they did songs.
Is that K Stucky?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is,
if what I said was they put out a couple of projects and you could tell it was lackluster. It didn't do very well. Even the song with Usher, we thought was Usher's song, and it really was their song, and it didn't take off like they thought it would.
Mm.
So that's why I said, you know, that's why I mentioned like the projects weren't doing all that well. They weren't getting a whole lot of push from QC, the label. The money wasn't being poured into the City Girls anymore. And, you know, you could just kind of tell the girls just the effort wasn't being put in there, you know, for them to push their own stuff. There wasn't even a lot of promo going on for the last album. All you heard about was Act Bad with the diddler and Carisha.
So you think it was more of them not having the talent to sustain?
I don't think it's all about the talent because, you know, we think they have some talent, but I don't think that has been why the City Girls has been successful. It's not just, you know, the talent is there. It's not the best, but we like what they put out. You know what I'm saying?
Successful?
And Yeah, I think they're successful. I think they're very successful with the at the level that they're at. Yeah, absolutely. Successful because a lot of people didn't think that they were going to get as far as they have.
Oh, okay. I think it had a lot to, well, just me outside. They the trend kind of set in with the whole city girls,
hot girls,
hot girl thing, yeah. And city girl this. And mm-hmm. So I think they rolled that wave until it ran out. And then once it ran out, it's like, okay, y'all time kind of up. That's how it feels now.
I agree. I feel like they served their purpose. It's almost like the whole, because they were doing the whole Miami based movement, the Trina, because Trina had her thing where she did it for a while where she was the baddest. And then you had the city girls that came out with the city girl music, the city girl lifestyle, and it, which was intertwined with, you know, Megan Thee Stallion's hot girl stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it all made sense. But I mean, I think that they were pretty successful with what they were given.
Hey. What's up with I see a lot of ladies crushing on Kodak Black this week. What's going on with that?
Who?
Kodak.
Where you saw that at?
I saw that online this
whole week. I seen it too. Yeah, I seen it too. He was at a game and the girls was like heart in the eyes with him at the game.
Mm-hmm. I did not realize that.
I think he looks better because he's kind of sobered up a bit. But you know, Kodak still looks. He still looks the same to me. He just doesn't look fucked up. You know, he looks sober. You know, the eyes are open. He's actually like smiling like a normal person. He doesn't look high as hell. So I think, you know, his skin looks better. He just kind of looks toned down instead of turned up like how he used to be all the time. So.
I did see something. He said he off the perks.
He kind of off the perks.
Yeah, well, not kind of, but he's off the perks and kind of, you know, off the you know, some of the shit that he was doing.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
So I saw that. Now, I don't know if that's something he said or something that was just put out or whatever, but, you know, it is what it is.
Sobering up and losing weight will change the way people look. Mm-hmm. It can make you a little finer. It can. Mm-hmm. You can look a little healthier.
You get off to some of that narcotic.
Yeah. What about
Shorty? Just like when women put on weight in the white places, she starts to look better or whatever.
Y'all see the Simmons girl that was
they broke up.
They broke up. That shit didn't last long, did it?
3 days.
Ooh.
Shit lasts a weekend.
Yeah.
Aki and the old man, they call it quits.
Yeah.
Aoki Lee?
Yeah. They done.
I couldn't understand what y'all was saying. What's
your call
her?
Aoki. I
call her the Simmons girl.
Russell
Simmons daughter.
shit. Y'all, you know,
I didn't know who y'all niggas was talking about. I said, who the hell is Aki?
Where should they like? I said, Aoki.
Lord have mercy. Yeah, Nairobi. She did. Supposedly, I don't believe she broke it off that white man. She said that shit to appease the public. She better go on back with that white girl, man, and get her
that
money.
Shit is over.
That girl, that lady, that Shorty was verbally abusive to my man. My man, 65, he
call him, he ain't put on that old shit. He put all that damn lip.
Yeah.
He been dealing with lip.
He for sure was paying for all that verbal abuse. Because sometimes them sugar daddies, that's what they want. They be wanting that type of attention and paying you for it. He must be ain't want too much.
He told ass is over. You get your loud mouth ass out of here.
That's for the public. Why she gotta be loud mouth? What is that?
The man said you're out of here.
That man did not call that girl loud mouth.
What? Okay, verbal
that
abuse.
Real,
is,
that so you whispering verbal racist.
Abuse? So you whispering? You whispering verbal abuse?
Yeah. Loud mouth is a black people term. Mm-mm. Well, he did not call that girl that.
He says
what verbal, in the ghetto was he, going on?
Whisper. Verbal abuse.
Yeah, she was
whispering.
I heard it.
Yeah, she was whispering. Yeah,
I heard it.
She texted.
I heard it. I knew it was gonna be long after that. I heard it. I'm like, yo, that's 65-year-old
man. Ain't putting up with shit. None of that loud shit, right there.
Hell,
right. Y'all keep saying that they had a whole two year situation. He putting up with some shit. Please.
That shit went 2 years.
He is full of it.
He got
that
rid of
is
ass.
For the public because the public got in her ass so bad about it. That is for the public.
I think he Nino Brown ass.
Please.
Nino Brown.
Nigga still out here trolling trolling Diddy. Damn, 50 still trolling my man.
He ain't got nothing else better to do, man.
That's not gonna stop.
Diddy shoot a fair one.
That's not
going to
stop.
They just want to go ahead and shoot a fair one.
I don't feel sorry for Diddy at all.
Just shoot a fair one, man. Go ahead and shoot a fair one. 50 bag of the 50 still upset about his baby mama.
Yeah.
Diddy had him, man. Damn,
50,
it happens.
But 50 gets on everybody, to be it fair. Happens, 50 bro. Gets on everybody. Yeah. So.
He was on a couple of songs with Rick Mouse's baby mama.
Yeah.
Like 50, what you think? That can't happen to you?
Mm-hmm.
You had doing all kind of shit with other people's baby mama, and somebody get yours, you going all nuclear.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Relax. She was a drug mule. Supposedly.
Whoa.
Supposedly. She was a drug mule for Diddy.
Allegedly.
Sex work. Yeah.
Allegedly.
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 Yeah, allegedly. Wow. I was going to put that in the end. Allegedly. She was a drug sex mule.
I guess we'll pick off what we left off. We picked off what we left off last week, man.
Allegedly.
J. Cole apologized for this Kendrick this week, man.
I think Cole.
Interesting.
I think Cole did what he felt. He felt like he just needed to do. Whether you like it or not,
I think you should apologize to Sharnay.
Why?
Sharnay was right last week.
Hey, no problem with that. No problem with that. But again, he did exactly what, you know, he did exactly. Who you getting from, J. Cole? I wasn't fussing with him about it. She don't get no apology from me.
She was saying basically her feelings about J. Cole character, basically this.
It's not fit. In him. This he's not that type of a guy. Well,
he may have made the right move by just getting out of that bullshit, because obviously it's about to get out of hand.
Did y'all both hear the apology though?
I heard what he said. I listened to the whole thing, and he just basically was saying, you know, he just, because at some point in time he gonna walk away in relationships, that when he walk away gonna mean more to him than just the beat the competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
At first, he was for the competition early on. Then he started realizing it's better to have relationships with people, especially if you fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
After the fact, because this music shit ain't going to hold up for him. Not speaking for everybody, but for him, eventually he's going to walk away. Mm-hmm. And I guess the relationships after that mean more to him than just, you know, having some wild beef and just shit like that. So that's what I got out of it. I mean, whether you agree with it or not, that's one thing, but that's how he felt. So, hey, man, stay how you feel. You need to respect it. You ain't got to like it,
mm-hmm.
but you can respect it. So,
sure.
I don't see him, you know, his music just falling off. Now, people going to have an opinion about it, but he was willing to take that on.
Yeah, I saw some comments like that, but that was going too far. But before we go to that, I want to hear what Sharnay got to say. Did you hear Cole's apology?
I definitely heard the apology, and I absolutely love the fact that Cole, from the beginning, has always been who he is, mm-hmm. like true to himself. Mm-hmm. I really like that, and I really am kind of, my disappointment comes in, like J. Cole said all of that on the stage, but I think I'm kind of disappointed in for two reasons. One, you're saying all of that, but you still, and you're human. He's human, right?
Mm-hmm.
He, you know, he succumbed to the pressure of the public, which was, okay, you got to fire back. This nigga played you. You need to say something back. Why did you even respond from the get-go if that was your thoughts? If you respected this man so much, you admired this man so much, you know, y'all both, you know, look up to each other, big each other up. I don't even see why Cole even wasted his time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said that.
I don't
he
even
just
see
said,
why
though. He succumbed
right.
to the pressure of his boys.
Right.
He said it in the thing.
Yeah.
He said his boys were like, hey, what you gonna do? You need to do something. His boys, his people were like, get at him. And he succumbed to that. So he had a moment of him getting out of character.
Mm-hmm.
So he
right.
just said,
and
hey, I'm out of that.
And I understand that he's absolutely human. I just feel like he should have led with, I'm not entertaining it at all. But like he said, he felt like he had to react because he had 1,000 messages, phone calls come to his
boys,
phone
your
saying,
homeboys
hey,
in
you
your
need
ear.
To say something.
Yeah, your homeboys in your
but
ear. Like,
then
what
also,
you gonna do?
I also feel like because he's goaded himself. That's what gets me with Cole now. You have goaded yourself. So with all that being said, I feel like this is my second disappointment. Since you are a quote unquote goat, why not the friendly back and forth? because that's what I was wanting. I think that's what a lot of fans, music fans, were wanting. We were wanting the you know, conscious back and forth between Cole and Kendrick, because they can do it without resulting to niggas wanting to fight in the street and get physical. They're intelligent enough, they're smart enough to not take it there. So I think we all were kind of expecting for them to kind of eat each other up to a certain point, and then somebody eventually is going to lose. You know what I'm saying? And then we can respect that and then move on. Because I feel like we have gone so far from friendly, well, not, and it don't always have to be friendly, but competitive back and forth between rappers. It's okay for you to say, I'm that nigga. Well, then, nigga, tell us why. Because that's what I was looking for from J. Cole. As a more of a Kendrick fan, I wanted for Cole to stand on his own 10 and say, this is why I'm that nigga. But I respect where Cole is coming from, and that, you know, that was enough for me. If he said I'm standing down, I'm cool with that.
I think that's where people had an issue, because they didn't get what they wanted. They didn't get the 4, 5, 6 songs back and forth, whatever. What they wanted from it, they didn't get. So a lot of people disappointed. But again, as you said, you know, conversation we done had, Cole wasn't the target. He just called it straight. He was just the first one to speak. Now, if he would have never put the song out and then Drake would have responded like he just did, then it would have just been, Cole would have just been sitting on the side, so to speak. He was just the first one to respond. Mm. You see what I'm saying? So,
and my thing is, with Cole and Drake coming together, was Cole trying to play like peacemaker between the two? Because he knows them two niggas don't care for each other. So my question for Cole was, what was the purpose of you saying all of that in Big as the What? Like, what's going on? Did you really think that was going to bring these two together? Was that the intent?
Maybe the Big as the What wasn't meant to be what it was taken as.
My thing is, I got out of Cole apology, and I totally appreciate his apology for what he was saying. And in the day, basically, he was saying, you know, I got to protect my mental peace.
And right.
I can't, me doing this, beefing back and forward.
Motherfuckers, I really ain't got a problem with.
Yeah, peers. My peers, that go fuck with my creative process. So in order for me to do what I need to do creatively,
yeah.
I need to now squash this shit.
And he did. And people just mad because they didn't get what they wanted out of it.
And now people saying, "Damn, I'm not gonna listen to Cole no more. This shit, that shit."
That's a lot.
Come on, man. That's going too far.
That's why he did. That's why he did what he did, because it was going to go too far.
Right.
And I ain't got no problem with it.
Like Sean, you know, back to what Sharnay was saying. You know, if that ain't you, that ain't you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You ain't no gangster.
Right.
You ain't no street nigga.
See, you ain't going about that, man. You don't got to live up to try to be
what everybody was, everybody else wants you to be. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Man enough to say, look, I don't care what y'all feel about it. This is how I feel about it.
Right.
And he stepped back. And then let y'all boys have it. Y'all have at it.
Right.
But when the shit go left, don't call me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
When it get out of hand, don't call me.
Exactly. All right.
Don't be hollering my name out and shit. Don't be throwing no subliminal shots at me. I said I'm done. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the dope game. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out the dope game. Don't call me for no plug. Don't call me for no number. Don't call me for no load. I'm out.
Alright. And then now you got Drake and Ross and ASAP and
man, shit. 20 niggas. You can go down the line.
Now everybody.
Against one guy. Yeah, he trying to fight. He's fighting for his life in the corner.
And then Ross, man. I love Ross. Ross, one of my favorites all the time. But that shit he said about I don't follow you and shit, that's the weakest shit ever. That shit.
Well, you say, you know why though, right?
Yeah.
Did you get the reason why?
I mean, I don't give a fuck what the reason why.
Okay.
You
have to kind of know what the reason why before.
Okay, what's the reason why?
Supposedly, Drake sent a cease and desist.
Oh, okay. To
Sprint Montana on the Splash Brothers Montana song.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So he like, I don't follow, because why would you do that? Like, so I'm not fucking with
but
you.
But I don't believe that's the whole reason, though. I believe some of that stuff. I think the French Montana situation has a little bit to do with it, but I think a lot of that was fueled by that Christina Mackey situation. Mm. And Ross may not want to admit it, but I think that got a little bit to do with it because Drake publicly played Ross by inviting Christina Mackey to his show, getting a formal invite from Drake.
Okay, so let's rewind a little bit. Uh-oh. The timeline of that, though, is like one before the other. So the Cease and Desist, the Splash Brothers song, been out before they broke up. Mm-hmm. Before Ross and that young lady broke up.
Yeah.
So the Cease and Desist was out before then. Mm-hmm. Now that song came out after, I would say, okay, yeah, that's some bullshit. But they broke up after that song was already, after the Cease and Desist was sent. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, it says already... that they claim that Ross had unfollowed Drake after the cease and desist. I do not know when the cease and desist took
so
place.
Splash
the first
song
I ever
been
heard
out.
Of that was yesterday.
French Montana song, that CD he put out been out like 2 months, I think. You know, that's been already out. You know what I'm saying? That Splash Brothers song.
So what's the reason? What is the cease and desist for? I haven't found that out yet.
I think Drake was on the Splash Brothers song, was supposed to be, or whatever the case may be, or something went on with the song. And I guess he put a cease and desist on it for whatever, you know, still I don't really know the exact reason, but it was about the song. Mm. The Splash Brothers song, I think Drake was a part of that, and then they probably pushed him out and put Ross in on the song after the fact. And Drake like, nah.
What? So, then
so something about the song, it's something about the song. Whatever happened with the song, okay. You know, whatever happened with the song was about the song. It wasn't about the woman. And then after that, they broke up. So then, you know, Drake just used that as being petty. Mm. After the unfollowing, and then Ross was trolling along with, you know, the Nav guy and some other guys that was, you know, I don't fuck with you. Mm. You know, when Kendrick started the fire,
so
everybody was throwing wood on it. They were throwing, you know, Ross started throwing his little 2 cents about, I don't fuck with you either. Mm-hmm. Blah blah. He never said this is why I don't fuck with you. He just said I don't fuck with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't never said why in the beginning. So it's just kind of like once the fire got lit, the whole, you know, go after Drake fire got lit, you know, people just jumped in the fray, like jumped in the melee. Mm.
So y'all don't think it's weird that all these guys is teaming up? Like y'all feel like Drake holds some response? Like something has to be going on behind the scenes for all these niggas to like team up like the Avengers.
Actually, to me, actually, to me, to be honest with you, with all the music,
like, what is going on?
Actually, to me, that made Drake look like y'all niggas can't handle him 1-on-1. Like that's just make it looks like if y'all if 10, 15 of y'all big time rappers. You know, big time artist is teaming up to go against this one guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this one guy must be a bad motherfucker. You know how many people came to get Tony Montana?
Absolutely do not agree.
You know how many people came to get Tony Montana? You watch Scarface?
Yeah.
They sent an army to get this nigga, right? To get one guy.
I don't agree with that.
They sent an army to get one guy, right?
Mm-hmm. Because he was just that bad. That does not show that Drake is a badass. Like, it's
20-on-1, then it must be pretty tough.
It just happened to be 20-on-1 on the track, but all of these incidents are totally
but
separate
it's,
from
it's
each other.
Still all of them against the one guy. The main common denominator is Drake.
So Charnay is saying Drake like Thanos to these motherfuckers.
Yeah, basically. He jumped from rim to rim, kicking ass, taking their girls and doing whatever the fuck he want to do. And he snapping his fingers sending them back to the corner rim.
I think that is how it's
this
being
exactly,
perceived, but
yeah.
I don't agree with that at all.
Boy, that was a good one.
I do not agree
Drake
with that.
Drake is Thanos, and everybody else showed up like the Avengers in them damn bubbles with Doctor Strange, bro. Everybody just started jumping out them damn bubbles, and they was on attack, bro. And now they're tagging Thanos.
So, that is definitely the appropriate image to use, but I do not.
This how it looks. That was a good one. That is exactly how it looks.
I just said that. Yes, that is that is how it is perceived, but I do not agree with that. I think that Drake do some underhand bullshit in the background.
That
don't get talked about.
Yeah,
like,
but that's not what
he
we're saying.
He do what Sean said. He do some.
But he ain't doing what he ain't been doing. You just happened to do it to your girl. Now you mad. But when it was the other cat.
No, like, no. I think that Drake has the money and you know, the right connects with the right people and the push to get what he wants a lot of the times. But I do feel like Drake be snaking in the grass a lot of this shit. He does. Especially when it comes to women.
I'm going to say especially. This. He could be a snake, right? Mm. He could be a snake, yes. But he can only get his prey unless his prey get caught. He ain't get these girls are actually... These women that he's getting with are saying yeah too. He ain't taking it.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Like, okay, so, yeah. So, I mean, my issue is not with the women, because the women will be deemed as disposable. It's your loyalty to these niggas. Listen, and these people that you're supposed to be friends with. That's what this is about for me.
They have to have some responsibility in this too. They ain't just being forced to do nothing.
So does quote unquote. We're not, Drake is being a snake.
Drake is being who he is, right?
But that don't still make it right.
Though. I'm not saying it's right at all. He's still moving how he been moving, right? He ain't changing it. He ain't chameleon. He ain't changing the fact that he a snake. He's that guy. Mm-hmm. He's coming. He's doing this. But these women that he's coming out to are saying, yeah, let's go hang out. Let's do this. Let's do that. They're saying yeah, too. Even though they just broke up with a Rick Ross.
It's less about the women and more about the connections to the males.
Who more responsible to?
I say they both, because if I'm Drake in this situation and you just broke up with Chardonnay, and I go after Chardonnay and she say yeah, let's go out. Who's wrong? Who's to blame?
You more,
right?
You.
But she said yeah too.
But you more to blame.
Okay, but she said yeah too.
So when
nobody want to care. See, the woman don't get no involved.
You're more important because you're the friend.
Just a free pass on this one. I get 80%. She get 20.
Right, both of y'all.
All right, then. That's all I'm saying. Though we can't just ignore the woman here.
Both of y'all share responsibility.
Exactly.
But it's more on you.
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm not saying it wasn't. All I'm saying is it's don't just evolve. Just don't just throw the woman out of the way just because.
No, but the
that's all I'm saying.
The accountability don't equal out the same.
I ain't said it did. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. What I'm saying is just don't throw accountability just one way and leave the other 20% not to talk about. Don't give me.
All I know is I'm waiting on a response from Kendrick. I don't care about the rest of these niggas. Hey. I want Kendrick to respond and eat Drake ass up. That's all I'm saying. And I love Drake, but I want some friendly competition going on here.
They might not be too friendly after a while.
Well, them niggas is not going to fight. First of all these guys they got way too much status and too much to lose. It's not going to end in violence. Chris Brown throwing balls at each other. This is not Boosie and Webby.
Did Drake and Chris Brown throwing balls at each other in the club? Somebody got hit. Somebody got sued.
Yeah, something happened last few
weeks ago. Right, a while back. They got into it throwing balls and shit at each other in the club.
Yeah that's shit. Probably about a decade ago.
But see, the thing is with we talking about the artists, right? We're not looking at the people that's around these artists. The guys, the homeboys, the this, that, that'll do just about anything for them. Out of pocket.
But what the boys throwing bottles for Drake being a snake then?
I don't know, man. I have no idea what he was throwing. The two niggas throwing bottles in the club at each other. Like, what the fuck
it's
are you talking
always
about?
Drake and some woman.
We talking about the artists, right? But we don't know what niggas around them be thinking. The niggas that be with them.
And we don't know them niggas. And we don't know them niggas.
But then until somebody gets killed. It's something
we don't
happened,
know them niggas. Because again. Like, my focus is only on the artist. I don't know the security guard. Well, I don't know his homeboy.
Everybody can get in.
I don't know
but
because
if something happens, who's going to get tied to? If one of Drake homeboy go out here and do some wild shit to one of Kendrick homeboy, who is going to get tied to?
First of all, if anything happens, Drake don't have them type of homeboys. Yeah. If anything happens, it's going to be because Jay Prince approved it. It's going to be because his connection to Jay Prince.
You do not know that. We can't speak that
for
nobody.
If anybody's going to get violent, it would be on Kendrick's side. It would not be on Drake's
side. Just
because
Kendrick from Compton, that don't mean nothing.
There's too much money.
I don't think it will get that far.
Like, this is pointless.
Hopefully don't.
All of these niggas is worth too much money. Nobody's fighting.
You can't really say that far, man. If it goes further, if it keeps going and goes and goes and goes, if they keep it to the music, fine. But if it gets to the point where we can't be in the same spot, you know what I'm saying? We can't be
well,
at the same...
Well, they've never been in the same spot. That's well, the thing. Kendrick and Drake rarely are ever in the same spot.
I think what's going to happen, me honestly, I think they're going to go squash the beef and do something together after this and make money. That's just me. That's just me.
Yeah.
They're going to they squash it. Get together, meet, and he just jump out on the stage with him somewhere, or whoever, vice versa.
Could that have Drake and the Meek there?
Right, and they end up on stage together.
Drake and Meek.
You know, people do that. Who else did? Somebody, some other people did that.
Yeah.
T.I. and
Jesus.
T.I. and what's his name? Did it? Then hell, Jesus and then fucking Gucci did it.
Gucci did it. Yeah.
They did. That was for one moment. Them niggas.
And, but they did whatever they did. They said it, and then they did it for Atlanta.
And that was a money making opportunity.
Again, it can happen if it's a money opportunity be made. We done seen this happen too many times.
No cool
people start
fake
beefs, and then they get
Let's
together
get
and make a song
in the
together.
Booth, right around.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't act like that don't happen. Niggas start fake beefs, and then get together and make money off of it.
Right around. Kendrick get in saying. The booth. I ain't trying to hear none of that kumbaya shit. Get in the booth, please. Respond immediately.
If the nigga don't, you're going to be highly disappointed.
No, if he don't, I just move on with my life. However,
You see what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
What I'm saying is when one nigga get a pass, if he don't respond, oh, it's all good. Right.
No, I can't control what these artists do. Nobody gets a pass. Right? Yeah.
But if Drake would have never said that, he'd been a punk ass, this and that, and the third.
J. Cole, well, everybody's calling J. Cole a punk ass so
and
so.
He responded and he gave his reason. So he didn't be quiet.
Their opinion. I never said that anybody get a pass. All I said is that I would like to hear a response. I'm not going to call Kendrick a pussy-ass so-and-so because he chooses not to respond. That's up to that man. But Drake responded, and I gave him his props. You got your little points here for talking about drop and give me 50 because you had to give TDE 50% of your earnings. That was a low blow, but that's what this is supposed to be. So yeah, give me more, please. I got my popcorn ready.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with friendly back and forth.
What about all the white men in America celebrate this week with the passing of O.J. Simpson?
Wow.
You feel about that? How you feel about Juice passing this week?
Man, let me tell you. First off, man, rest in peace to O.J. Simpson.
You can R.I.P.
It's R.I.P. to O.J. Simpson, man. Yeah. At the end of the day, he's a black man.
Yeah.
Right? Whether your personal feelings or however you feel about him, one thing or another, man took it to trial. He missed the big ass. Let's take it to trial. And he was found out guilty.
Yeah.
Court of public opinion means absolutely shit. You can't do no jail time with a court of public opinion.
Right.
Ain't no jailhouse built for a court of public opinion.
Mm.
So, but what I will say is, when OJ was out and he was walking around the streets, all these white people that was mad, they ain't fucking tried him. They ain't tried him.
No.
They ain't walk up on him. What his name is? How you say his first name?
Who?
Orenthal. Orenthal James Jones will put them hands on your ass, you run up on him now. So, talk all the shit you want about him when after the man died, which, that's how that shit goes.
They hated OJ.
They hated it, but they ain't never tried him when the nigga was breathing.
They still be calling him a murderer, and the man that got acquitted.
Did some shit on SportsCenter, bro. I almost lost my shit, bro, in the barbershop.
Yeah.
That dude got on there and basically OJ was a murderer, and he left families in this. He destroyed families and all this shit like this. And I'm like, you shouldn't be on TV talking like that. You shouldn't even be on TV talking like that, bro. Because that's your personal opinion, and it had nothing to do with sports. You a sports show.
Mm-hmm.
The dude was a Hall of Fame player, sports. Mm-hmm. One of the best running backs out there,
mm-hmm.
right? Well, at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that. You want to go on and talk Fox News and talk about what y'all think he did? Because it's all thought. Because he damn sure took it to trial and didn't get charged.
Mm-hmm.
So, let the man, leave the man alone, bro. He's gone now.
Gone now.
He gone. Y'all.
It's So you think people celebrate?
Celebrating his death. But if Trump was to die, what do you think would happen? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't make no sense. And then you dragging up shit that happened in 94. And then the Goldman dude is talking about, now I'm gonna sue his children and shit. Yeah, like, shut the fuck up,
he
man.
Get that 33. He want that 33 million, ain't
he? He ain't got it yet. It's been since 94, 95. Yeah. You ain't got your money yet, bro. You ain't getting it.
$100,000 and some change. So maybe they was expecting the rest.
OJ could do it.
OJ was paying it. They got over $100,000.
He paid what he could. He put something on it.
But it said,
yeah, I mean, but you gotta think about the other side. You'd be like, I want the rest of my shit. Y'all better auction some of that shit off.
But they said that was the reason why OJ went to move to Florida though, because somehow Florida law where they can't get like his pension money.
Why?
Good, see, I ain't mad at him. I gotta survive.
Look at
I
that. Too. Running for responsibility.
Shit, go take care. You gotta take care of you too. Damn the responsibility shit. Because I don't owe y'all niggas nothing because y'all sued me on some other shit. I didn't kill no damn nobody. Fuck all that. I gotta feed my face first. My pension. I work for my damn pension. You ain't getting shit. I don't blame you, OJ. Hell, I'd have moved to Mars to keep my damn money. Fuck y'all. I owe y'all motherfucking people shit. Y'all been fucking with me since 94. I ain't kill nobody.
Yeah.
According to the law.
Yeah. According to the law.
According to the law, I ain't killed nobody. So, my football money is my money. You wasn't with me shooting in the gym?
Civil suit for damages.
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym. What the fuck I need damages for? I ain't killed nobody.
Well, they didn't say damage to the body.
Hog tied people?
They didn't say damages to the body.
Wait. No, damages to the family. Damn, like, they talking about they sue OJ for damage to the family. What?
Mm-hmm.
What? Man, come on, man. That civil court shit don't mean nothing. That ain't nothing but a waste of time, man.
But he paid $100,000.
He gave what he had. He took the rest and went to Florida. And I got to feed my own man. Play golf on the ass every
day. I just think it's foul that all of his celebrity friends have so much to say about whether they felt like he was guilty or not after his death. That's the only thing that bothered me. Whether you think he's guilty or not is up to you. But my thing is, if you was in pictures with this man, dinners with this man, hanging out with this man, and then you wait until he's dead. Oh, I've seen a lot of it. You wait until he's dead to holler about, oh, I thought he was always guilty.
Dude, what the hell you all take I saw that that ugly ass white woman say something about it.
That is not.
That woman's
you talking about Caitlyn?
Ugly ass white woman.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Ugly ass new white woman.
Well, OJ got a baby over there, ain't it?
I don't know. OJ put a baby in there.
Chloe.
Yeah, OJ put a baby. OJ put a baby in that camp.
Absolutely.
Oh, they say, the baby pappy.
But
boss.
OJ was still on a white girl. He was just had about 3 or 4 white girls. How about last year?
Yeah, man, that was just a videotape. But OJ had prostate, man. It wasn't going. It wasn't.
What happened?
Prostate cancer?
Huh?
No. What do you got to do with him getting
women? You would think he was doing that?
No, that prostate cut that off.
He got that discreet package.
He is a sugar daddy. Nobody's trying to fuck. They want communication, a good time, and something to look at.
I don't
run this money.
I don't know about all that.
OJ probably had him.
I don't know about all that, man.
He ain't had to give up no dick.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Probably had some blow for them girls.
No, come on, man. Now he doing did it. Come on, man. Don't throw it down like that, man. Come on now. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Them girls are young as hell.
That don't mean nothing's gone. That don't mean
nothing. And it was a lot of cocaine sniffing. Oh my God. Absolutely.
Y'all put the man as a drug dealer too.
How you felt when OJ got found not guilty?
Shit, I was 16. 17.
I was a kid.
I was fucking.
We watched it at school though.
Listen, at that age, you didn't know the magnifications of it. At that age, we went 7, 6, 7. I wasn't thinking about no fucking OJ. Mm. Why wasn't this shit to you? I trying to get me somebody's phone number.
The country was divided.
We never left Dawson.
country was divided.
We ain't know what the fuck was going on. Maybe our parents did, but we ain't know what the fuck was going on, man, back then. We know now because we old enough to see what was going on.
Why you think he did it?
I don't think he did it. He ain't got found guilty.
Again, but my thing is, just because he wasn't found guilty.
The white woman that stepped up and said, hey, I saw four white guys running from that house. Her story just gets pushed under the rug because it ain't nothing to talk about.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It don't make for good TV for her for her story to be true.
If you watch the OJ documentary, the jurors will tell you everything you need to know.
Now the OJ documentary can say what it wants. But the Nicole Simpson story, when she was fucking with these drug cartels and having these sex parties with these big time dope dealers, was another story they don't want to come out. You see what I'm saying? So if you're gonna tell one side of the story, tell both sides.
No.
I'm just saying, Nicole Simpson had a lot of shit going on, and she was fucking with the cartel.
What the jurors had to say. The jurors spoke on why they voted the way that they voted.
On the OJ trial.
Period.
But,
and they're the ones that determine whether he was guilty or not. So, if you watch the documentary, a couple of those jurors will talk about why they made the choice that they made. And that right there lets me know everything that I needed to know.
I want to know the Cole Simpson documentary.
What you need to know, Charnay?
Huh?
What you need to know?
I've already watched the documentary. I heard what a couple of the jurors did and why they chose... And why they chose to vote the way that they did, because they wanted payback for the Rodney King situation. That right there tell you everything you need to know. They wanted payback toward the white people for what they did to Rodney King in L.A. Now we got a nigga right here. We finna let him off because of what y'all did to that last nigga. So this white girl there, Now we finna let him go.
I'm gonna say Cochran.
The gloves didn't fit, though.
Johnny Cochran. And fucking that's Rob right,
but
Kardashian.
I'm just saying, just watch the documentary.
Jurors can say what they want. they told Marsha Clark fuck the defense down. Johnny Cochran and OJ's team lawyers tore her ass up. Mm-hmm. We can't ignore that. They told that whole fucking defense.
I didn't watch the trial. I was a kid, so
they
I don't
told
know.
That shit apart. They was planting evidence. Los Angeles people were all, they ain't had their shit together. They tore their ass up. They couldn't prove. You see what I'm saying? They tore their asses up. They tore a whole fucking defense apart, man.
Yeah.
You got one bloody glove at the scene, one at your house, and you on a plane in 25 minutes. Fuck out of here, man. That nigga was fast. That nigga couldn't run across LA in no 25 minutes. Fuck me down. How fucking fast you running? That nigga could run, but that nigga was not that fast.
That nigga moving through the airports, though, Sly.
Come on, Scum, man. Come on, Scum. I don't give
you
a damn
what that Hertz commercial.
Yeah, I seen that Hertz commercial. That nigga was deeping bags and all. But you ain't finna kill nobody. Two niggas, two motherfuckers at the same time and run 30 miles across LA and grab your bags and then run to the airport and get in 25 fucking minutes. I don't give a goddamn who you is.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking way. All right. So let's get the shit together now. They tore that fucking defense apart. Because the white woman, the Marsha Clark woman, wanted to be governor or some shit like that. She had a bigger, they were going to use OJ to boost her fucking career up. She was going to step up and go into politics after that trial. That was her way to step up. And they tore her ass up.
Did OJ get a BET from her?
No.
No.
They ain't going to do that. They should. Tubi or somebody should have that motherfucker on. Fucking BTV or somebody had that motherfucking shit on. BT Soul. They got about 4 or 5 BT, you know, BT Plus, Soul, yeah. All that. They said somebody should air that shit, man. She should be on Facebook or something. You know how the damn funeral be on Facebook.
Hey, Charnay.
She should be on Twitter or something, man. God damn.
Charnay.
Yeah.
You here for the OJ funeral?
Yeah. Put it on TV.
No, put it on Tubi and move on. I'm not watching that shit.
Put it on TV. You put every damn thing else on damn TV.
I'm not watching the OJ funeral.
Put it on TV.
Y'all have
it.
Y'all have it.
If you could put you, who else they put who they put on TV?
Whitney.
They put all
well, put them on TV.
Yeah, put them on.
Regardless of the fact he's a He's an NFL
I don't think he's gonna be put on TV because the family want everything to be private. So I don't think that'll happen anyway. Oh, okay. So.
Because you know, yeah, because any money they get, Ron Goldman think he should get it.
Yeah. I probably nigga still alive. That nigga.
That motherfucker about be about 90 years old. I want my money.
Yeah,
he's still get your old ass down. Yeah,
you need to let it go, man. Take that 100. Well, you say you got about 100,000 plus, right?
But you got 200,000 more to go. It's like 300,000 altogether.
95, like what? Almost 30 years ago, and you ain't got your money yet. We think you're secure.
He didn't get his money because OJ ran to Florida. Eric already told you that.
Eric, no, OJ did 9 years in prison. He wasn't making no motherfucking money then. Okay, when they stole his stuff,
we got his money though.
Well, shit,
he got an NFL pension.
Yeah, he's got plenty of money.
He got what he earned from the NFL, right?
Why not just pay the people, get it off your back, and move on? Like,
I ain't did nothing.
We know you didn't do it.
That what OJ said? I ain't kill that woman.
Oh, I don't see the purpose. Just pay the people that have money. Y'all shit.
They ain't paying your shit. Frivolous fucking lawsuits, man. Frivolous.
Why he just didn't counter and sue them back?
And shit, OJ said
for wasting my damn time.
I ain't waste my money in lawyer fees. I ain't got no more damn. I'm going to Florida my $9,000 a month. I'm gonna live on this golf course and y'all gonna leave.
He might have gone to jail on purpose. Now that I think about it, he might have been
he didn't go to jail on purpose.
Stole his shit.
I'm telling you, they stole his shit. He went to go get it. He did what any nigga would have did when it come to their shit. Go get your stuff back. You know the niggas who stole it. You know where it's at. You go get it. That's it.
Them kids might sell his stuff too. Like how Kobe people selling his shit. Them kids might just sell and get some money.
People mad about that.
Oh, yeah.
And guess what? Nobody can do about it.
Nope. No. Not a thing.
So if OJ kids decide to sell that Heisman, bye.
Then you need to let those punk ass Heisman trophy people, man. You see that shit they pull? Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Motherfucking punk ass.
That man come up with his money to sell that Heisman. Oh, y'all got it now.
Rest in peace, Juice.
Yeah.
Man,
they need to run that Hurts commercial back a couple times in football. See, they might have turned tires. They might do something with his jersey. I got an OJ Simpson jersey.
Yeah. Y'all got a thing, y'all. Y'all want to close with Scumbag Tip of the Week?
Yeah, I got a Tip of the Week. Yeah. Hey, look here, man. I'm going to need everybody to start paying attention. Trump going to Chick-fil-A, and they got an all-black damn crew in there.
Yeah.
If you can't understand that ain't staged, your ass is dumb. Because
30 milkshakes.
30 milkshakes with an all black crew in Chick-fil-A ain't fucking happening. All right. Come on, people. Trump don't love you, man. Trump don't love you.
Trump right? Selling y'all niggas chicken and shoes.
He's selling your dreams, man.
Chicken and shoes.
He tried to play on your ignorance by selling you some fucking Nikes, some shoes with some Trump on the side, some gold fucking shoes. Your ass fell for that. All right. Then he come back and say your niggas like criminals, so I know I'm gonna win. He played on your ignorance on that. Then he go to Chick-fil-A and buy you 30 milkshakes, and now he eat the best thing out here
and chicken,
and nuggets and fucking nuggets. Okay, 30 piece, and your ass is happy about that. Wake up, man! Wake the fuck up! All right,
Charnay.
Niggas don't care about us, man.
Playing
shit on a fucking online and shit, man. Well, y'all better pay attention to what the fuck going on out here. Trump and Chick-fil-A. I don't even want fucking Chick-fil-A no more. I ain't going.
Because they support Trump. But they close on Sunday.
They signed up for the bullshit too. Like,
first of all
black. It ain't an all black crew and no Chick-fil-A in America. Uncle Dan, where is that?
In Atlanta, they probably all black.
No, it ain't. I guarantee they ain't all black. They ain't finna
turn. Listen,
they not finna turn all them niggas loose with that chicken. Cause they gonna come up missing. Chicken. Everybody in the house gonna have chicken nuggets.
And that way, Eric, didn't you get a deal on chicken last week?
Yeah. Because I tell you, that's Popeye's chicken.
Popeye's.
But that chicken sandwich had niggas wrapped around the building too.
60 spicy.
So I'm just saying,
60 spicy.
You show me
chicken and 40 biscuits.
Hey, we need people
all
to
the jelly and honey.
That nigga had 19 pounds of jelly and honey. All I need people. I just want people to find me an all black Chick-fil-A crew, in America. Please find it.
Sade.
Find it.
Sade.
That's it.
My only tip of the week is I want for everybody to kind of pay attention to what's going on in Iran with all the potential World War III blah 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 that's going on. We talk a lot of music and gossip here, but that's a really, really important thing that we need to start paying attention to, and maybe we should kind of talk about sometimes. It could get heavy. Yeah, but you know, we need to pay attention to what's going on to the rest of the world outside of just Drake and Kendrick and Cole.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point because that definitely can start some shit going. The first blow been struck. So definitely, that's a good point. People need to definitely pay attention to what's going on over there because it could be a war breaking out, and we definitely could be a part of it. We will be a part of it. Ain't no definitely in it. So
we're.
Check on your loved ones in the military, man, because they maybe get some orders sooner.
And my scumbag tip of the week is BET. You owe us an OJ from
BET. Come through. Oprah Channel. Somebody.
And we out. Scumbags out, man. We'll holler at y'all next week.